Hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. I got a lot of questions surrounding this bridge collapse in Baltimore, from the Voyage data recorder, missing data, CDC containers on board. We're told the wind was 13 knots. Now it turns out the wind was 4 knots. We're told currents may have played a role in this ship turning into the main pillar of the bridge. Now we're told the currents were not played any role, thanks to some investigative reporting to look at just weather reports and what the currents were doing. But even more importantly, the power supply systems and steering systems on board this ship. This ship is said to have two separate power systems and two separate steering systems, all independent of each other. So what happened in Baltimore last week could not happen unless something nefarious is at play. And now we're getting word, too, that new federal state of China, the whistleblower movement inside the Chinese Communist Party, says this could be a terrorist attack. I don't know if that's true or not, but we're going to hear from them. And I want to play out the Federal Registry and what the laws are for a big cargo ship like this. It doesn't make sense that this ship would lose power and would lose steering with all the auxiliary systems on board that the ship built in 2015 had. We're going to talk about all of that as we get the party started. Of course, it's brought to you by Midas Gold Group. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD. They are the place to go for all your precious metals needs. All right, folks, with that, let's go.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, I want to talk to you about this bridge collapse that is not making sense. The Baltimore bridge collapse, the Scott Key Francis Bridge, Francis Scott Key Bridge, whatever the heck it's called. It's in the water. It's gone. Doesn't matter what it's called. The bridge is gone because this giant freighter smashed into it. Now, when I look at the video of this giant freighter and I watch it make a turn to starboard, a turn right, and head directly for the column, I thought initially, what in the world is going on? Now, Joe Biden came out and immediately offered to pay for this bridge. Why would you do that? There's so many companies responsible. You've got the owner of the boat, which is from Singapore, a company. You've got Maersk, which is the company that was chartering the boat. Synergy Marine, which was responsible for the operation of the boat. You got three major companies. Does the pilot involved in this? This is the port pilots that the port supplies to the boat to take them in and out of port. Is he somehow responsible for this? Insurance companies? They quickly come out and say no foul play. Well, what I would like to tell you is that they told us there were 13-knot winds that night, and that may have been responsible when the ship loses power, that it would be blown to the right. But a very good friend of mine, who's an investigative reporter, went on and checked the National Weather Service and found it wasn't 13-knot winds, it was 4-knot winds. The ocean was crystal clear. He happens to be a sailor as well, realizes there's no way that had anything to do with it. Then they said, well, possibly the currents. He went and checked the current charts and realized that there's no way the currents would have had anything to do with it. Because when you look at the one channel coming into the other channel, where the Fort McHenry channel is, the currents wouldn't have had any effect. And the power loss is now very suspect because thanks to this investigative reporter, John Leak, he realized that under federal regulations, every single freighter cargo ship is supposed to have two power systems that operate independently of each other. If one fails, the other, under federal maritime guidelines, has to take up the power supply within 45 seconds. And guess what? Every one of these giant ships also has to have a secondary steering system, independent of the original steering system, that either way, if one fails, the power fails, they're independent of each other, they have to come back online within 45 seconds. That did not happen. Now, This ship, by the way, is called a Neo Panamax. It's constructed by Hyundai Heavy Industries back in 2015. It's got about $150 million valuation for this boat. Hyundai has a very good safety record. There's no way this boat would have not had these two systems on board, independent steering backup, independent power backup, because it's required by not just federal law, but international maritime regulations as well. So this auxiliary steering gear, auxiliary power, how did it not come on? How is it not able to take over? So if you look at the federal regulations, it says here, power-operated main and auxiliary steering gear must be separate systems that are independent throughout their length. Other systems and arrangements of steering gear will be acceptable if the commanding officer of Marine Safety determines that they comply with or exceed requirements. Doesn't mean you can't have them. It means they've got to exceed requirements. It goes on to say here, these are exactly from the Federal Registry. This is about the feeder circuits now. So that was about steering. This is feeder circuits. Each vessel with one or more electric-driven steer gear power units must have at least two feeder circuits, which must be separated as widely as practical. That means they're completely independent of each other. One or more of these circuits must be supplied from the vessel's service switchboard on a vessel where the rudder stock is over 23 centimeters. All right, that's getting too in deep for me. And it must, okay, be available automatically within 45 seconds of loss of power from the vessel's service switchboard. Comes from an independent source of power in the steering gear compartment and is used for no other purpose. How did that not happen here? And yet the federal government comes out right away and says, nothing to see here, folks. Doesn't look like there's any foul play. They lied to us about the wind. They cannot explain why the pilot on board would drop his port anchor, then somehow turn the ship. He called apparently for a right full rudder, but the Voyager data recorder, the VDR, the Voyage data recorder, went blank for 2 minutes. How do you explain that? And then I hear this from the new federal state of China. This is the organization trying to take down the CCP. They declare this a terror attack by the CCP using something called remote towing technology, meaning they can take over a ship remotely. And they've done this before, apparently. This is someone explaining what the whistleblowers found inside the Chinese CCP. This is the leader of the new federal state of China.
I would like to add that 70% to 80% of the normal traffic at this port is military material, much of it destined for Ukraine. Today we are going to bring you a piece of exclusive intelligence that we have received from our supporters within the CCP. The information is very precise. This attack is being carried out by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, using remote towing technology. It is a terrorist attack. The CCP has launched a terrorist operation against the United States on American soil. The impact...
Now, let me just say this about the new federal state of China, because this sounds like wild conspiracy theory stuff. They have been right about everything I've ever reported on. That's the crazy thing about the new federal state of China. They're whistleblowers inside the CCP that go to great length to risk their lives to bring us this information. They're always right. Now, I don't know if they're right here, but I will play it for you because they usually are.
Is huge on the traffic and transportation of the entire United States. The local governor says it has an impact on the whole world, which is not an exaggeration at all. Also, the bad news is that if the CCP can tow a freighter to collapse Baltimore's bridge, they can do the same with any car, ship, elevator, any vehicle you can think of.
All right, folks, and remember, on board that ship, 13 Centers for Disease Control containers. Containing what? I want the manifest of the whole ship. I want to know where they were going, what were in those containers from the CDC. Why is the CDC sending containers labeled hazardous material? And lo and behold, that's the That's the cargo ship that crashes in Baltimore? Come on. More questions than answers right now. We need answers. We're not getting them, and the mainstream media is engaging in this cover-up. All right, folks, remember, Midas Gold Group, you want to talk about, you got to cover up right now with all this. This is what I mean about uncertainty in America. This is what I mean when I tell you we can't get the straight scoop. That's not good for the economy. That's not good for inflation. That's not good for this nation. What is the best way to hedge your bets when things are not going well? Precious metals, specifically gold. Midas Gold Group can help you do this. I want you to call them. 805-601-6000, 805-601-6000. MidasGoldGroup.com is the number, is the website, MidasGoldGroup.com. They can help you come up with a plan to protect your finances. That's what this is about. It's safety, security, privacy. Start hoarding this gold. Bury it in your backyard. Hide it in your grandmother's attic. But start collecting it and take the precautions necessary to protect the money and the nest egg you work so hard for. MidasGoldGroup.com. MidasGoldGroup.com. 805-601-6000. Give them a call today. You know, one thing that I absolutely just love is when the left exposes them for the hypocrites and frauds that they actually are. You know, this Jon Stewart used to be a sports guy, then he's got a late night show. Now he claims to be a comedian, and he just constantly is bashing President Trump, constantly bashing conservatism. He's not funny at all. I don't even think the man is really all that clever. Well, we know that they are going after President Trump for all kinds of reasons. One being this overvaluation of his properties, and he takes bank loans, gets favorable interest rates because he, quote, overvalued his loans, meaning there was more value to them. So the bank says these loans are a little bit safer so we can charge him less interest. Well, we know that the banks have their own groups that go out there and investigate the properties, evaluate the properties, and appraise the properties. They do it to your house when you buy one. You get an appraisal for your house. You get an appraisal for these properties. Letitia James goes after Trump. Now we know about this nearly $500 million bond he has to put up. That gets lowered because it was fraudulent, now to $175 million bond. But the reality is this was a process that every real estate developer in every city across America was using. And in fact, the banks that did business with President Trump all said, we loved our business with him. We do business with him again. We want to give him more loans. And yet he's convicted on this. So there's no victim. Folks, that in and of itself makes zero sense. So Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank comes out and basically spells this out. And Jon Stewart on his show, plays that clip and responds to Kevin O'Leary like this.
But I am surprised to hear this from Kevin O'Leary, a guy who's such an wait, that even the other people on Shark Tank thinks he's an Now, he's very chill. I'm surprised to hear that he's so chill about overvaluing something that he thinks is victimless, because when someone tries to do that to him,
which one of you do I absolutely tear to pieces now on a $28 million valuation?
You think this is worth $10 million?
Absolutely.
Okay, now I'm going to rip you to pieces. Are you out of your mind?
Your valuation's insane.
Your valuation's crazy. I think that's a crazy valuation.
I think your valuation is stinky poo-poo.
Oh, no, you didn't. Canadians are so vulgar.
All right, so you know what's funny about this? Is Kevin O'Leary was doing exactly what the banks could have done to President Trump. If they don't like the valuation, they don't have to do business. Kevin O'Leary asked questions to those potential entrepreneurs to do business with the Sharks, asked them questions. I don't like your valuation. What's your revenue? What's your net profit? What's your cost? How much does it cost to produce one of those, whatever it is they're trying to sell? And then he comes to a conclusion, says, I don't want to do business with you. Well, the banks did the same thing, only they came to the conclusion, I do want to do business with you. But here's where it really gets great, folks. Jon Stewart did the same thing. He overvalued his Tribeca duplex to the tune of 832% to get favorable loans. 832%. That means if you have a condo worth $1 million, you told the bank it's worth $8 million. Well, let's prosecute John Stewart. Now, I believe the banks were paid back on the John Stewart issue, but it doesn't matter, according to Letitia James. What's good for one should be good for the other, unless this is all just about President Trump. So Congressman Mike Collins of Georgia raised this issue. And to show you what a hypocrite John Stewart really is, listen to him.
How is he not this mad about overvaluations in the real world? Because they are not victimless crimes. First, the banks got paid back at lower interest rates. Although, to be honest, who gives a But second, money isn't infinite. A loan that goes to the liar doesn't go to someone who's giving a more honest evaluation. So the system becomes incentivized for corruption. And this is part of a different Trump fraud case, but avoiding taxes hurts all of us. Donald Trump shenanigans cost the city of New York.
And they didn't cost honest, the city of New York. Oh, shut up. They didn't cost the city of New York anything. If anything, they helped the city of New York. Donald Trump gets all of these loans, build these giant, beautiful, great buildings that now employ people, house businesses, the construction workers that were used to build those businesses. Some of them were refabricated and refurbished, 40 Wall Street being one of them. Didn't hurt the city of New York. Donald Trump's loans helped the city of New York. But hey, John Stewart, 830% overvaluation of your condo when you were selling it back in 2014, you need to be prosecuted. No one should be above the law. Not President Trump, not John Stewart. If you're going to use the law bogusly against a conservative, then use it bogusly against a liberal. Here's the thing, though, folks. I say this, and I mean that if Letitia James was to be fair, she ought to go prosecute John Stewart. Reality is, I don't want John Stewart prosecuted, just as I don't want President Trump prosecuted. You can put a value on something, and then it's up to the buyer to decide, is that value fair or not? And if someone's willing to pay you what you're asking, then it was a fair valuation. That's how you come up with a price. Whatever the market is willing to pay for it, that's a fair price for it. That goes for wages. It goes for selling something. It goes for all of these things. But the left doesn't understand that. And I promise you, my defense here at the end of John Stewart saying, hey, you know what? He should not be prosecuted. They would never do that to us. If the roles were flipped, they would be calling for our heads. The law's bogus. It's a bogus prosecution. It's a bogus prosecution if you do it to liberals. It's a bogus prosecution if you do it to conservatives. Letitia James and the rest of the cronies throughout the country that are going after conservatives like this need to get their heads out of their you-know-whats. And that's the bottom line. All right, don't forget about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com is where I want you to go. These folks are doing it so great when it comes to pushing conservative causes. 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, PatriotMobile.com/Grant is the website. Here's what I want you to do. Go there and show them you support what they're doing. They start putting in God We Trust signs in schools. The media comes after them like you would not believe. The media hates Patriot Mobile. Why? Because it's America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. I've got a Patriot Mobile phone, and I'm grateful for it, and I'm grateful for the service, and I'm grateful for what they're committed to. I urge you to get a Patriot Mobile phone as well. Here's why. The big companies are putting all their money towards these woke causes. We don't believe in these things. Patriot Mobile, you get the same service on the three networks. You can choose what network you want to be on, but you get 100% U.S.-based customer service. PatriotMobile.com/Grant, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Use promo code Grant for that free activation. Why wouldn't you do it today? You must. The family of Jonathan Diller, this police officer, 31 years old, murdered during, you know, we call it a routine traffic stop. There's no such thing as a routine traffic stop. We say that all the time. But really, in this day and age where thugs and goons and violent animals that roam our streets will literally take a life without even thinking about it. This thug shoots and kills Jonathan Diller. Thankfully, his partner was there, shoots back. They capture the suspect, but they had a wake and a funeral over the weekend, attended by just thousands and thousands of people, including President Trump. You know who wasn't there? There were two people that weren't there. Joe Biden wasn't there because he decided to go to a $25 million fundraiser with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton to show you how out of touch, how tone deaf the Democrat Party is, specifically Joe Biden, that just down the road, he's going to snarl New York City while they're having this wake for Jonathan Diller. You know who else didn't go? Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York. You know why she didn't go? The New York City Police Union turned her away. She showed up. They whisper in her ear, "You're not wanted here." In fact, the sergeant of the head of the Sergeants Benevolent Association put out an open call to Democrats, anti-cop Democrats, saying, "If you're not wanted at this funeral, do not show up here." President Trump had this to say after the wake.
"They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them. And this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often."
It is, and it's not just New York City. It's all across the country, including here in Los Angeles. I want to bring in now our very good friend. If the guys behind the glass could click him on the phone for me. I lost access to the phones. Our good friend, Sheriff Villanueva, former sheriff of L.A. County here. Sheriff Villanueva, it's great to have you on the program.
Good to have you, Grant. Hopefully your Easter was a good one.
It was, Sheriff, and I hope you had a great Easter, too. And sadly, the Diller family did not have a great Easter. This could have happened in any city, but I do think it is typical of what we're seeing now with these animals that have no regard for human life. Did they open fire on this cop walking up to the car?
No, that happens, unfortunately, roughly once a day throughout the nation. There's a cop who's under fire somewhere, and it happened here in L.A. just yesterday, East L.A., about 3 in the morning, and it keeps happening again and again. And the sad thing is this is part of the platform of the Democratic Party. They cannot voice support for law enforcement, so they have to do the wink and the nod or their absence, their conspicuous absence in events that calls for supporting law enforcement.
Do you agree with the Sergeants Benevolent Association in New York who told these anti-cop politicians not to show up and then turning the governor of New York away?
Oh, I agree entirely, because you earn that. You know, if you've spent your entire political career denouncing law enforcement and assailing them at every opportunity, well, then you have no business honoring them in their time of need. None whatsoever. Look at Kamala Harris. Over the last few years after the George Floyd incident, she did everything she could to go to firefighter locations and support them, to say, "Oh, I support first responders, but the hidden message was, well, you will not catch me dead next to a cop." And that is exactly the narrative that they're zeroing in on.
This seems to be somewhat of a problem in L.A. County, too, whether you take city council or supervisors that literally work to defund your office, Sheriff Villanueva, when you were running L.A. County Sheriff's Department. But then, you know, something happens to a cop. They'll want to. I think they're phony, try to show up and show some support. But in the end, they're trying to take away resources from cops.
Oh, definitely. And look at the funeral of Klinkenbrumer, who was absent. Quite a few supervisors couldn't find the time in their busy schedule to honor someone who died in the line of duty.
Yeah. Tell me about what you mentioned. An officer, was he shot last night? I didn't even see this. What was the situation?
I believe it was East L.A. around 3 in the morning yesterday, and it was a vehicle that rammed into the side of a patrol car, and the deputies got out and, you know, and fired at the vehicle. It was trying to basically mow them down. That's what I understand. And thankfully, they weren't injured. I believe the suspect was injured. And so that's the latest I know of that.
You know, you bring up this ramming of patrol cars. I just saw, I follow a group called Police Posts on Instagram, and it was of a police officer just parked in an empty parking garage, and a guy comes in a pickup truck at like 2 a.m. in this empty parking and just rams the cop. I mean, you always have to be on edge that an attack could happen at any moment. Isn't that true, Sheriff?
Very true. Look at what happened in Compton in 2020, where the two Compton, the transit service deputies were in their vehicle monitoring the Compton PACs, and here comes someone and just starts shooting at them at point blank range. Yeah, that's sadly, that is a new norm that I do not accept.
Well, you know, all of our listeners to this radio program, Sheriff, appreciate the work that you did for LA County as putting a badge on for so many years and putting your life at risk, and all the deputies and police officers out there throughout California and beyond. We're grateful to anybody that puts a flag on their shoulder and put themselves in harm's way for us. And there are people grateful. So please pass that message along. I know you're still intimately involved with law enforcement, and we want them to know that, Sheriff. We appreciate you coming on today.
You got it, Grant. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, 855-785-8255. That is the number to weigh in on the program. It is a very sad situation, though, that Democrats have found a way to turn their backs on the very people that would respond to their calls for help. You know, Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, these city council members, the board of supervisors here in L.A., they call 911. These cops are going to show up for them, even though these are the very same people that want to take away resources and ability for these officers to do their jobs. Very, very sad. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Stinchfield. Don't forget Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/Grant. And, of course, our friends over at Midas Gold Group. We're so grateful for their sponsorship, MidasGoldGroup.com. My website, GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com. And, of course, the Real America's Voice show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We'll see you there. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. Thanks for listening, watching. We'll see you tonight, folks.